It's the Daily Comedy News with your host, Mark Pyers. Join us for breaking headlines and all kinds of comedy shenanigans. Brought to you by The Beat Seat.
Guys, I didn't talk about this yesterday, but I want to briefly discuss my concern. Conor McGregor displays concerning behavior with twitches and he had difficulty speaking. I don't know if you guys saw this interview. Maybe I'll play it for you so you could see. We can kind of analyze what's happening here with his body language. And he's doing this weird thing with his shoulders as he speaks. And he kind of was like very introverted with the way he was speaking. And it makes me think that he was either on drugs or something's going on with him, with his mind. And that could be a very real thing because these guys take a lot of abuse. So let's just quickly go through this and see what you guys think. Yeah, here's the interview. We'll get into it. Odd behavior isn't exactly something new when it comes to Conor McGregor, but the MMA star created some new concerns while promoting his upcoming movie, Roadhouse. Speaking with Sports Illustrated alongside co-star Jake Gyllenhaal. How do we say that one, Joanne? Joanne, is it Jake Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal? Which one is it? You know, Joanne, can you stop wheezing? You know? I'm here. Joanne! She's, you know, destroying the studio with that one. First part of the day. Unbelievable. Speaking with Sports Illustrated with Gyllenhaal, McGregor fielded questions while repeatedly twitching his shoulders, blinking, and appearing to struggle to speak. Let's see what this is. I want you guys to watch this with me again. YouTube, X, or Rumble. You can.
If
see
you're
this
thinking
right
about getting great internet at a great price, good thinking. Now's your chance.
I landed one punch
once,
and he hit me with a door. Other than that, it was absolutely perfect.
And his eyes?
Amazing.
Lundberg here with Jake Gyllenhaal. Conor McGregor stars of the new Roadhouse, which is coming to you on Prime Video. What was it like, Jake, working with Conor? I mean, you have played a combat sports athlete before in Southpaw, but this is a whole different game. What was that like?
It was great fun. I mean, he was from the very beginning. Conor said to me, he was like, I'm a white belt in making movies and acting, and I'm here to learn. And that was the way it was the whole time. But on the opposite end, I'm, you know, a white belt in the fight game. And in terms of fights and what they look like and how authentic it is, I know it was so important to you from the very beginning that the fight fans always felt like they were watching something original, something fun. And so he was always coaching me and showing me how to do things or change something up to make it feel more authentic
so that
the fight fans in particular, but movie fans in the end too, we'll love this movie even more because of the stuff that we did.
Right? Conor, what did Jake bring to the table from the realism when it came to the fight game?
Jake's a consummate professional, 75 movies made. I'm blessed to have entered into the movie alongside him. He was patient with me. He gave me guidance, and I just took it. You know, we had a good rapport on set. He has 75 movies made. I have 75 bar fights made. And that's it. We had a good back and forth.
Jake, you have to take some real punches and kicks in the lead up to this?
Yeah, and throughout it too. Yeah, it's inevitable, I think, when you're trying to do fights like this and make them as real as you can.
Look at his face.
That's just sort of, it's a part of the whole thing, you know?
Guys, he's having withdrawals right there.
Yeah, I mean, also it's important to know what it feels like in the spar. I did that particularly in preparation for Southpaw. There was a lot of sparring and understanding the feeling.
His skin looks off.
Play a fighter unless you know what
they
that's
like. They got him makeuped up too, you know that, right?
But no, we stayed as careful as we could the whole time, and he was always he was good to me. And
he's trying to.
I sometimes had to remind him.
I landed one punch.
Once.
And he hit me with a door. Other than that, it was absolutely perfect.
That's true.
An amazing stunt team, Garrett Warden and Steve Brown, and they were phenomenal with us. They gave us free rein.
Oh man, he's effed up right now.
And we've done a good job.
Is that hard for you, Conor, at all? Because you've been in so many real fights to realize I'm trying to make this look real, but you know, I am acting.
For me, what was hard was it was time consuming. 18 hours on set, very little rest. It was strange to me, but the fight scenes, I was happy to give my input and my oar. And Jake, as I said, is a consummate professional. We've done a good job.
You check it out for yourself. Roadhouse 2024.
Guys, I don't know. What do you think? There's something off there, right? I'm feeling bad for him. I mean, he's like, He did a movie. And he's like this. Like, the weird thing is he got Gyllenhaal, and he's like this. Yeah, no, we had a great time. It was a great film. You know, I had an awesome time with McGregor. He, you know, he did hit me in the face that one time. Remember that time he hit me in the face, McGregor? And then you go to McGregor, he's like, yeah, no, he hit him in the face. Yeah, he didn't find him in the face. And then he hit me in the door. And he's doing this weird thing, but he's like sitting back. Like, Gyllenhaal is like this. He's like, yeah, thanks for the call, Sports Illustrated. And he got McGregor like, hey, try anybody, hater. And he's got, his face is like drenched. Did you guys, anybody see the drenched face on McGregor? I'm just thinking. Too many hits to the head, Harvey says. Guys, let's see, getting ready to go on backpacking trips, so really can't stay, but wanted to drop in. Always fun. Catherine, you rock. If you are out here on Clapper, I want to say hi to you real quick. Michelle Inthravangsa, nailed it, except for there's not an R. Inthravangsa, better. Yankee Max, Kelly Sitzman, I don't have my glasses on, so I'm having a hard time seeing. Richard Wright, always right with Richard. We're always right. You gotta know that. Everind Padaria and Omar, my friend. So good to see you guys. If you have a chance, head over to the YouTube channel, head over to Rumble or X, and be a part of the show there where you can see these stories over my shoulder and just be a part of it. It's a much better experience. So I'm a little worried about Conor McGregor, you know? And you know, right before they did the interview, Gyllenhaal's like, you know, McGregor, come on, we're ready. Have you ever done an interview before? Like, you don't want to be like this. You want to be like this. Like, hey, yeah, fielding questions. Let's get into it, Sports Illustrated. I got McGregor over here, Magoo. Hi, I don't even know what the hell he said. And then he's doing the shakeroo. He's like, hey, you know, we're having trouble. I need like a thesaurus and also a translator. Is that guy who works for Shohei Ohtani available by chance? Got a couple of bets I wanted to place, and maybe I think he's the guy. What's that? Oh, Zabrowski. Zabrowski said, no, Shohei's the guy. You gotta go to Shohei for that information. 4.5 million in debt, guys. You don't get there when you're an interpreter. Make it 300 to 500K a year. Go check out my piece of content on YouTube about that. I nailed it. Plus, we also have some crazy, silly comedy about Matsuhara and Shohei, the money. Show me the money. Shohei, the money. Guys, Pete Rose also. You know he's on standby. He's just there. He's laying out bets. I wonder, what's the over-under on Shohei not getting into the hall? Pete Rose has got money on it, you know? He's not getting into the hall because he'll be banned from baseball history. You come to this country, we give you a leash for you to do your thing. Be the greatest pitcher, greatest baseball batter of all time, home running it, $700 million, and you're out there gambling? Again, speculation, but 4.5 mil, I don't know how you can get into that much debt unless you're Shohei Ohtani, you know? Anyway, guys, what do you think about Conor McGregor? I really am concerned about this man. There's something off. And I hope he can get himself, you know, the help he needs. I'm thinking he's got some sort of drug issue. It looked like to me. I mean, he's doing this weird thing. His face is all like cake looking. When your face gets all cakey, there's something messed up with that dude. You know what I mean? And then you're doing the shoulder and sitting like this, waiting for your next fix. You got Gyllenhaal sitting next to you, ready for production. He's ready to go. Oh yeah, I'm Jake Gyllenhaal. It was a great production. I really enjoyed learning from Conor Magoo over here. You know? Hi, howdy, here in heaven. Gosh almighty. My Irish is getting better, by the way. Thank you for watching. Please hit the like on the way out the door, leave a comment, and share. I'm live at 9 a.m. and after 9 p.m., so join us. This is the Mark Inspire Show.